This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Stephen and Jocelyn Head are back with me again today. Today's program is actually a recording that we made at the HeartStream Resources headquarters in Liverpool, Pennsylvania, at a conference celebrating the 15th anniversary of HeartStream Resources. Stephen and Jocelyn and I have been talking about the surprise that cross-cultural workers often get when they expect to come home and refresh themselves. But along with some relaxation and renewed relationships comes the surprise that it's very difficult to come back now to what seems like a very different place with different values.
Yes, I think it's something that we don't really expect. We expect that when we go overseas that there's going to be culture shock, and so we're prepared for that. But coming back home to our own country is a huge stress. I remember when we came back from living overseas just for 4 years, it was extremely difficult trying to resettle, and it was for several reasons. One of them was that our son, who was with us, had finished high school and we needed to work out how to find work for him. Well, mm-hmm. having been out of the country mm-hmm. for those years, we didn't know the system. We didn't know how to start looking for work. Our daughter needed to come back and resettle into school, and it was really difficult getting her settled there. Even small things, which seem like small things, like going shopping, the supermarkets seem to have changed, and the aisles seem to have changed, and how to buy shoes seem to have changed, and fitting into our church was really difficult, and friendships have gone on without us or without me, and to try and fit back into friendship groups is really difficult. They haven't needed me for those 4 years, and to try and find a way in is really hard. So even our son, he had met his, who is now his wife, he'd met her and become engaged while we were away, and we'd not met this Rochelle. And so for us, it was a huge thing. And we've heard the same with others. How do we settle back into this country that's our passport country, but we've forgotten or don't fit in anymore?
Yeah, things are simple in some of the countries that you serve in overseas. You don't have great choices to make. And one of my friends came back and she said, I couldn't make decisions on what cereal to buy. Here's a whole aisle of cereal and 10 choices of peanut butter.
Yes.
She, you know, it sounds silly, but it really confused her.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I remember going into the meat aisle and not being able to choose the meat because it seemed as though the cuts of meat had changed. And I walked out again and Stephen said, you haven't picked anything up yet. So we back in with our trolley and tried again. And
I think we brought some
I was
mince.
Nearly in tears as I was trying to work out, how do I buy this meat?
And you don't expect it. And
retreats,
one of the things we like about running retreats for cross-cultural workers in New Zealand is that it gives them a place to come where when they say this sort of stuff, the other people don't look at you as though you're mad. When we get together as cross-cultural workers and talk about this, you know, we've watched, and there's like nods and smiles and sometimes even tears. Mm-hmm. There's this sense of identification, and that really helps because you really feel odd. You know, this is my country. How come this is different? But when you get with others, you realize that it isn't quite your country anymore.
Yeah, and I can just imagine thinking the first time where I'm going to get home, I'm going to see all my people, find out they've moved away maybe, and they don't understand what your interests are anymore.
Right.
Yes, and it's interesting in that you'll go to somebody's home, they'll invite us to their home for a meal, that they're really excited to see us, and they'll ask us about how we've been getting on, and maybe we'll tell them a short paragraph, and then it seems as if they want to tell us all of their story, and so instead of it being our time, it becomes their time, and that's just an interesting phenomenon that we and others have noticed. People just, it seems, aren't interested in hearing our story.
Okay. Do you find healing then as you hold these retreats or talk to people in retreats? How do you bring them to an understanding of what they're going to be going through as they're coming and going? Because most of these people are going back to where they came from.
Right. I think it's a validation. It's a saying, this is all right. The problem is not yours. The problem is brought about by what you've been involved in the last 4, 2, 3 years, whatever it is. And of course, those who have stayed behind, the problem is not theirs because, as Jocelyn said, life goes on. And you can't mourn the people, you miss the people, but you can't run your life around that. So even very close friends, there's not quite the same. So what we try and do, I guess part of our ministry in pastoral care and counseling is to validate that this feeling that you have is okay. And don't try and analyze it too much. It's okay because this is what happens.
And other people are going through it.
Yes, and other people are going through it.
Mm. And the transition, I think with people like us who work in cross-cultural situations, we feel like we need to make a decision quickly in these transition times. And at a retreat that we were running recently, there were a couple there, and they were so relieved as we talked about transition. And in transition, you don't need to make hurried decisions. Just take your time and see what there is and look out side of the box and see if there may be some other choices, some other opportunities and other learnings that can be done. But there's no need to rush, and that God is there in the slowness and inviting us to notice where God is, to follow that instead of following the impulses that we have that I must quickly make a decision.
Now, one of the things that probably distresses at least some of our listeners is that this doesn't sound very encouraging if you're going out to work in another country where maybe you've been very enthusiastic about it. And I guess I'd just like to ask you how people connect with the resources that you have available. The organization, I just saw that again today. It's not just Heartstream Resources. It's Heartstream Resources for, what is it, cross-cultural workers. So the whole idea is to bring these resources within the reach of those people who are living in other lands. And the thing that's so exciting is that right now, as we're gathered at this convention, we have, or conference, whatever you want to call it, is we got somebody from Korea and the Philippines and New Zealand and wherever else, so that these resources are now available not only here, but in other countries. Talk about that just a little bit.
I guess there are all sorts of resources. One of the main avenues of written resources would be on the Heartstream Resources website here in the U.S., which I'm fairly sure is heartstreamresources.org. Mm-hmm. And there's many resources on that. One of the things that if you have access to the internet, you can just into the browser, into Google or whatever you use, just put in something like member care or pastoral care or some of the words that are relevant for you. And in terms of written resources, there's now hosts of stuff. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff out there. I guess the other resource would be, particularly if you are overseas, is to contact people like us. Mm-hmm. And they can do that through you because you can then pass them on to us. But to contact us and begin to say, you know, I'm coming back to New Zealand or I'm coming back to Australia because we're aware of that. Give me some sense of what's been happening. Or even better still, if you've got someone in the quote-unquote home country, to ask them what's changed. Keep me updated. One of the things that has been very beneficial for us and still is when we travel now, and we travel 6 months of the year or so, we have people who will send us an occasional email and they'll tell us things that's happening back in the country we come from. Yeah. And that's really good because it keeps us up to date. And I'm very keen on sports. I love to know about the rugby scores. So those sort of things are very important over a period of time. So when you come back, the difference in what you're expecting is a little less. Can I just say something else, Danny?
Oh, yes.
The people resources are perhaps in some ways more important. And in the USA, Heartstream Resources USA run several times a year what they call intensive care retreats, which are for people who have come home burned out or really, you know, finding that they're under everything. And, of course, we in New Zealand run this retreat a couple of times a year, which is similar but less intense.
Yes, and that's also run in Australia.
Yes. That's right. We're also running in Australia now. But the other thing is that we travel, and we travel at the invitation of different places. And again, having someone come in and listen to you in situ, if you like, on site, we believe that's absolutely crucial, because if at that point some of the concerns you have can be met, validated, listened to, cared for, then that enables the rest of the journey to be that much less stressful, if you like.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything quite as helpful as to have someone just sometimes just hold your hand or give you a hug, something like that.
Mm. And I remember one country we went to, Jocelyn spent quite a bit of time with this particular person. We happened to be invited back the next year. This person was still there. And I remember her saying to Jocelyn, the only reason I'm still here is because you came and you listened and you validated my journey. I mean, that's about as good a reward as we could ask for, really. Mm.
There is, in fact, a link to HeartStream resources on our website. So check that out. And there are a number of, you can also check out individual problems, depression or marriage or faithfulness or loss of faith or something that you wouldn't think that Christian workers would experience. So thank you both again for joining us. And we're just going to keep asking you to come back, if that's all right with you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Denny.
Yeah, we really appreciate this opportunity.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.